You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert. On March 27th of last year, a fire broke out in an apartment building on San Pablo Avenue in Oakland. Casey Smith's mother was inside.
She was a very outgoing, fun, loving, caring, always trying to figure out if you were okay before she was okay type of person.
Firefighters had flagged the building as a hazard 3 months prior. Nothing happened. And Casey Smith's mother, her name is Cassandra Robertson, she was one of four people who died.
Nobody should have even been there. You see what happened. There's always going to be a price to pay for something that you do wrong, but it seems like they do something wrong and they're just, oh, whoops, oopsies.
This came the same year that Oakland's ghost ship warehouse fire killed 36 people. And despite multiple complaints, that space had never been inspected for fire safety. Now, Casey Smith was speaking to reporters from the Bay Area News Group, which set out to figure out what's going wrong with fire safety and how widespread those problems are. The most shocking figure they came away with, apartment buildings are required by law to be inspected at least once per year. But in Oakland, last year, the year of the ghost ship fire, 72% were not. We're joined now by the person who led that investigation, Thomas Peel. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brian. Nice to be with you.
Can you start by walking me through how things are supposed to work?
Sure. We looked at two types of fire inspections that are mandated by state law. Any apartment building with three or more units has to have an inspection by the local fire department once every 365 days. Same thing with all K-12 schools, whether they're public or private. A fire inspector is supposed to go through it annually. Those things we found routinely do not happen.
How routinely do they not happen?
Well, depending on where a person lives, a lot. Oakland had very low percentages of complying with school inspections and apartment inspections. Redwood City, of all places, had a very bad record on school inspections. And in Hayward, the fire chief didn't know about the state mandate. When I asked him about it, he said, what mandate? And admitted that his department doesn't inspect any apartment building with 15 or fewer units. And he apparently didn't think that he had any requirement to. It was a awkward situation for him. They're since correcting it. But it was rather strange.
You had to show him the part of the law that requires
it. He asked to see the law.
So can you give me a sense of like what kind of conditions these inspections are supposed to catch?
Sure. In apartments and schools, first thing they're looking for is, can people get out if there's a fire? Are the exits clearly marked? Are there doors that should be open that a landlord or a school administrator is keeping locked? Or chain shut, or something like that. Secondly, are there things in place that will contain a fire if one happens? In other words, are there fire doors that are working? Are certain building materials in place? If there's, say, an apartment building with carports, and there's an apartment above it, the ceiling of the carport is required to be made of a very slow-burning material. So if there's a car fire, it doesn't immediately go up and engulf the dwelling unit. So those things are very important. And they also look at whether there are obvious fire dangers. Are there fire fuels that are being stored in a way that are dangerous? Big thing that happens at apartment buildings is if there are exterior stairs from a second level apartment, material under the stairs can be really dangerous. If there's a fire in the building and that material underneath the stairs then makes the stairs go on fire, puts the stairs on fire, people can't get down them, they're trapped.
You've got a bunch of kindling under your escape.
Exactly. And you know what? We drove around And it was kind of this cliche that I was hearing from fire marshals. But my colleague, a photographer, and I drove around, and it was very easy to find places where people were sticking lawnmowers and gasoline cans under those exterior stairs. It seemed to be extremely common. And those are the kinds of things they would get cited for if a fire inspector showed up.
Okay, so which begs the obvious question. You're an amateur, you're not a fire inspector.
Right.
You're able to spot it just driving through neighborhoods. Whose job is it to actually do that and issue citations?
It is the job of, in any fire department, there is a position called the fire marshal. Everybody's, you know, heard that phrase. Sometimes they are firefighters themselves. Sometimes they're civilian employees, different from the line firefighters. They have a lot of jobs other than performing these inspections. For instance, all new buildings going up have to have plan approval by the fire marshal's office. They have to respond to complaints. They have to do a myriad of other things. California now has mandated sprinklers in single-family homes for new construction, which means that anytime a contractor is building a home and they've got the sprinkler system ready for its initial test, the fire marshal has to show up and do that test. So there are a lot of demands. In many cities, they also use firefighters between calls to go out on these inspections. Berkeley does that. Oakland does that. Oakland does it, frankly, poorly given their numbers. They do seem to be doing a better job this calendar year of school inspections, but they've had a very bad record. Hayward, where they weren't even looking at small apartment buildings, of which there are hundreds in that city, they don't use firefighters to do inspections. They have a small and overworked staff of the city fire marshal.
Right. One of the most shocking figures in your report, or shocking trends in your report, was that after the ghost ship fire, the number of inspections being carried out in Oakland actually went down.
It did go down. And what shocked me is we came up with a number based on data that we got from the fire department, some of which we couldn't use because their data is so poorly kept. It was hard to determine sometimes what is an apartment building and what isn't. So we erred on the side of caution as far as our statistical analysis. And frankly, we're probably understating the problem. When I talked to the Oakland fire chief about this, he came out with a number that had that percentage even lower than what we had found. And somehow they had managed, despite a lot of public claims by city officials, they had managed to have a significant drop off in the number of apartment inspections they did in 2017, the year after the ghost ship fire.
The Oakland fire chief's name is Darren White. I want to play a clip of what he said to you when you asked him about these figures.
I do know there have been a lot of mandated inspections we haven't been able to get to.
Is that acceptable?
Well, let me offer this, sir. As you know, and as everyone else in the area knows, we have found ourselves in a situation where we couldn't complete a lot of the mandated inspections over the years because of lack of staffing, and we're working to correct that.
And let me just say about Oakland, Brian, you know, they did have 3 months later, 4 months later, they did have the San Pablo Avenue fire, which further, you know, showed problems within their inspections. And that, I think, really sort of consumed the management of the fire department for a while and the city administration. And they pulled people in there to try to figure out, it probably contributed somewhat to the drop in apartment inspections because they only had, you know, so many bodies that could work on things. That said, it's a shocking figure that the number of apartment inspections would go down immediately following the ghost ship fire.
What he points at specifically is lack of staffing. Does that hold up? I mean, is this just a department that doesn't have its crap together, or is this like the long-term consequence of years and years of cutbacks in public government?
It's both. Oakland held a bunch of fire inspector positions that were approved by the city council in a budget vacant. the former fire chief, Teresa Deloche Reed, didn't hire a fire marshal for several years. She was the acting fire marshal. People that we've talked to said that while she was the acting fire marshal, there really was no fire marshal. There was, you know, nobody running the department in terms of making sure that the state mandates are being met. So they had both a staffing level and a lack of leadership as far as the Bureau of Fire Prevention goes. Oakland also has a municipal ordinance that requires inspections of all businesses once a year. That's not a state mandate. That's a decision that Oakland's leadership made. So they have, on one hand, the state mandate for apartment buildings and schools, and on the other hand, a local mandate for businesses, and their competing interests of the fire companies that help with those inspections between calls. Oakland also has a vegetation management ordinance that requires annual inspections of all the homes in the hills after the 1989 fire. That's another draw on engine companies that could be working on schools and the state mandate. Now, we've seen in writing about those vegetation inspections last year, we saw some emails where firefighters were very dismissive of them. And in fact, there were allegations that there were falsified reports about those inspections.
You're talking about the vegetation inspections?
The vegetation inspections, that they were what the bureaucratic term is pencil whipping. Mm-hmm. That they were just signing off on them and not looking. And we saw some very argumentative emails back and forth between some, you know, fire captains and some civilian inspectors.
I mean, why? They just think it's like dumb work to go up in the hills and tell someone the eucalyptus is too close?
That seems to kind of be the attitude, which I think is, as a layperson, it's a little mind-boggling given how many people, you know, died in the Oakland firestorm, including a police officer and I think a firefighter. There's sort of a lackadaisical attitude about prevention. You know, as one expert said to me, fire chiefs speaking generally, you know, like nice shiny fire trucks and firemen who are heroes that run into buildings and pull people out and save lives and do all those things that are fantastic, but they don't have the same enthusiasm for stopping a fire or limiting a fire in the first place.
Oakland, it sounds like you're describing a perfect storm. They have these local mandates to inspect vegetation in the hills and to inspect businesses above and beyond the state mandates. It's also a government that has been strapped for cash for a long time, so they can't exactly fix the problem just by throwing tons of extra staff at it. But Oakland was certainly not the only government you found that was failing to meet its state requirements on inspections. How widespread?
I looked at 11 large fire departments. We couldn't look at every fire department, and some that we wanted to look at, Alameda County Fire, Richmond, and a couple of others, didn't have complete electronic records of their inspections.
So the county would be all the unincorporated areas?
Yes. You know, Alameda County has a fire department that has unincorporated parts of the county and also contracts with Emeryville for fire service and a few other jurisdictions. I don't know how they're doing because we couldn't look at their numbers. The 11 fire departments that we did look at, nobody hits 100% of what they're supposed to do, with one caveat. We found that the Sunnyvale Fire Department got to all the schools that we could identify in the data in 2017. Contra Costa County Fire, which is a sprawling fire district that takes most of the county, their apartment data was incredibly problematic to a point where we couldn't rely on it and we had to drop it from the analysis. They had no systematic way of keeping track of addresses or building names that could allow a look at the history of a property for which a state-mandated inspection was required.
So safe to assume that if they're not keeping data on whether they're meeting the state requirements on inspections, they're probably not meeting those requirements.
No.
Yeah. What did they say about it? What did the
You know, the fire marshal out there, Robert Marshall, is a passionate guy about fire safety. And he tells, you know, a horrific story of being a fire marshal in another jurisdiction and seeing three people die in a building where the fire doors didn't work. And they knew the fire doors didn't work and were in the process of citing the building owner. And there was a fire, and a mother and her two sons got in the stairwell, and the fire swept in after them and killed them. You know, that said, they've got a serious data problem. And one of the things that Mr. Marshall said to us was that, you know, they're unsure whether they have a track on every building that needs to be inspected.
Yeah, wasn't this one of the issues with the ghost ship fire?
Very true. One of the problems with the ghost ship was it was an illegal conversion. People were living there without any zoning approval or anything that goes with an apartment building that is, you know, on the books as such. That was an issue. But we know from multiple occasions that police and fire and social services repeatedly went there and saw conditions in the building and didn't do anything about it. Nobody ever dropped the dime from, you know, within the public safety agencies of the police and fire department to anybody who could go in and almost literally blow a whistle on that place. It didn't happen. We know and reported a couple months after the fire that firefighters from a station that is two blocks away, most literally right around the corner, went to a party there and didn't report anything. We know that there were cops who went in there and recorded on body camera footage talking about the place being a tinderbox and it would just take one match or one spark and this place is going to go up. And in all of those instances, there's just nobody does, I think, what all of us would expect to be the right thing, which is protect people, make a call, be proactive.
Particularly when the state law says the city has an obligation to inspect once per year.
Yes.
That seems to be a central issue here. There is a mandate from the state. There is no compliance mechanism. Cities aren't even required to report their inspection rate up to any state authority.
That's right. The state fire marshal, frankly, was a little surprisingly lackadaisical about that when I interviewed him. He was... didn't want to find fault or criticize any department that wasn't getting the inspections done. It's just repeating, well, that's a local issue. They have to make staffing decisions and resource decisions at the local level. And he said, you know, the law is the law, but you're correct. There is no enforcement mechanism. There is no penalty. There is no reporting process. All that said, State Senator Jerry Hill from San Mateo County has introduced legislation late in this particular session through gut and amend that would require fire departments to make an annual report to their governing body about how well they did in the previous year on meeting the state mandate.
Credit where it's due. He introduced that through gut and amend after your investigation came out.
He did. Thank you. But, you know, credit to him for jumping on it. That would seem to be a pretty common sense solution because it would put sunshine on this issue of are they being done or not because there's no public report. You know, a couple times we really found that our inquiries and collecting data from these fire departments, which was a very long process, got fire marshals to concentrate on it and look on it. For instance, you know, Mr. Marshall in Contra Costa County said, you know, he probably thought he had a bit of a problem with his data and compliance, but, you know, he told me that he didn't know it was anywhere near as bad as it was until we started asking questions, which forced him to take a deep look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it also raises a question to me whether fire safety needs its own dedicated funding stream. I mean, it seems like a situation where you are begging for trouble if it's jockeying with all of a city's other priorities in the annual budget appropriation process because an issue like fire safety doesn't get the attention it needs, usually until somebody is dead.
That seems to be true. Now, you know, in talking with a couple of fire marshals who would not put their names on the record for saying these things, so I'm being pretty general, there is a thinking that perhaps this should be completely divorced from fire prevention, that these should be a separate governmental department that are not under the fire chief, so they can run more perhaps efficiently or independent of a fire chief, or not compete for funding for fire overtime or compete for funding for fire equipment. That would require the state mandate to be changed, because the state mandate reads directly that it is the local fire chief who will get these inspections done. That's kind of where the buck stops here. You know, some fire chiefs were, frankly, pretty dodgy about this. Redwood City had horrible school inspection records. We got 6 years of data for them. They went all electronic in 2012. And between 2012 and the end of 2017, there were elementary schools they'd gotten to once.
And they're supposed to do it annually.
They're supposed to do it annually. And they don't have a lot of elementary schools. That was shocking. And trying to get, you know, straight answers out of that jurisdiction proved to be a problem. You know, here in Berkeley, Fire Chief was very proactive in, you know, before a story published, talking about the need to get an audit and something that he really wanted to get a handle on. You know, he's a relatively new and young chief, and he, you know, seemed generally to acknowledge that there was an issue. Hayward was strange, that scenario I described earlier about the fire chief. They came out about 2 weeks later and said, in light of state law, we're reviewing our fire inspection processes. And this, of course, was after I was told that they didn't do the small buildings.
Did the press release also say, thank you, Thomas, for bringing that to our attention?
No, it did not. But I put in a public records request, and I got the fire chief's emails for the day that he had told me this revelatory nugget about not doing these inspections. And he was exchanging emails with the state fire marshal and with the Berkeley fire chief, who I guess is a friend or colleague of his, and also his own staff. And they were all like, yeah, you have to do these inspections. And, you know, I reported in the follow-up story the other day, by that evening or the next morning, they were going to the building department and pulling the locations and records for all small apartment buildings so they could get them into the fire inspection database and start doing what they should have been doing all along. I mean, since the 1980s.
Hmm. Well, Thomas Peel, it is a testament to the importance of your work that it is now getting some attention. Thanks for coming to talk about it.
Sure. My pleasure, Brian.
Thomas Peel is an investigative reporter with the Bay Area News Group. He's lead author on an investigation called Burned Out: How Overwhelmed Fire Inspectors Fail to Protect Us.